Mayor Jason Byinski joins us this morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
So, what did you think of Alabama? They're a pretty good football team, aren't
they?
That
was a great game.
It really was.
Regardless of who you're rooting for, that was an outstanding game. Yeah. It was worthy of a national championship, and I've got lots of friends and that are connected with the university that went to school there, so Roll Tide. Congratulations to Alabama and Coach Saban and the SEC. So it shows everyone that it's still a powerful conference, and they've definitely got a dynasty going on there. But great game, great game.
You know, last night, able to watch some of Council. I'm glad y'all do that streaming thing. That way I can stay home, don't have to drive into town for that. But, you know, obviously, by law, you cannot respond to what the people say and hear citizens. But you can discuss in general terms what they were discussing. And it harkens back to when Councilman Pena was here last week. He was concerned about the traditions agreement as it stands now, as far as a great deal for a big chunk of land for a dollar and a continued providing of water to traditions. Your thoughts, first of all, on what you heard from the citizenry and how that makes you respond as one member of council?
Well, in regards to the $1, that's called consideration. So it's not the value. It's not that we only thought it was worth a dollar. It's consideration, basically free, but the legal terms, you have to have some type of consideration, so you put a dollar. It was part of the negotiations for them to take over the operations and management, maintenance, and partnership in Traditions. Traditions Acquisition Partnership, TAP, is our partner for the last 7 years. 7 years ago, when the other company went defunct and was foreclosed and had lots of issues, we were very blessed to have TAP come in there and do what they have done. They agreed to build a 20,000 square foot plus clubhouse, take over the operations of the golf course, which is not a profit center. If anyone thinks you make money running golf courses, I'm telling you, you're not making money running golf courses. Country clubs make money selling lots. That's where the money's at, whether it's Miramont, Pebble Creek, Traditions, in other communities. So in regards to the water, that was the original agreement from 1999. So we just continued that agreement. You know, to sell them gray water. I mean, most of the time you're just dumping it into the river. So, you know, to be able to use it and recycle it in our community is a good thing. I think they've used about 900 million gallons since inception, since 1999. If you had to put a value on that in today's standards, I think you're looking at maybe $500,000. So that is an incentive. Whether you give a cash incentive, tax abatements, deferred payment, those are all part of a negotiation. And when you have a partnership, Scott, one side brings something to the table, the other side brings something to the table. So the city of Bryan brought the water to the table. And as in regards to the land, I mean, we're selling land left and right. Today at the city of Bryan, we will receive a $500,000 check that'll go into general funds from the sale of 10 acres out at Traditions. So we continue to bring money into the coffers to take care of other parts of town. A lot of that money does go back into the TERS, into the TIF, to pay for the infrastructure that's in place. I think we got about a little over $8 million that's still owed on that from the original $36 million that was put into the original development. So it's part of the negotiations. It's part of the deal. It's not a recent thing that the mayor decided to sell a 50 acres for a dollar. That was part of the original negotiations with TAP. And so in order for them to build the clubhouse, in order for them to operate the golf course, and they also have to install a couple of bridges and the infrastructure into that 50 acres, they'll get the 50 acres. So the dollar is just considered it's the consideration.
Well,
the sales price.
Yeah. Traditions is not a white elephant. I mean, that's for sure. It's not. It has certainly spurred development on that side of Bryan, which is what you want. And there are many positives to that. I guess what I would like to know is, and again, obviously, you're in real estate and you're in development. That's your job when you're not the mayor. But to put into a clause into a contract with them saying we need to revisit this at X number of years down the road, is that going to kill a deal like this in the interim?
Well, you have a contract, Scott. So if you want to breach your contract, what kind of reputation does the city of Bryan have if you start breaching contracts with economic development agreements with employers, with businesses that come to town.
I'm not saying breach the contract. What I'm saying is in your development for the city, you know that you have to go back every 5 years and look at this. Should there be a clause in there that says we need to look at this again 7 years down the road to see if the terms maybe need to change?
We look at it every month. We have a TERS board in place, TERS 10. They're appointed by the state representative, the state senator, the county, and the city of Bryan. There's a TERS board put in place to oversee the traditions TIF and TERS and the money that's spent out there. They are audited by an outside auditor at least every 2 years. The partnership submits their audit to the city of Bryan. So, you know, it is overseen. If there's an issue in staff, our internal auditor takes a look at the ongoings of the TERF and the TERS and the TIF. Then that's brought to the attention of the council if there's some issues. So it is looked at by staff, by the TERS board on an ongoing basis.
Now, you have just said to me something that I have not heard before, and that was that this is gray water. Is all of this gray water?
Majority of it is, yes. About 600 million gallons of it was gray water.
Percentage-wise, then that's what, so that people will
about
know that?
About two-thirds.
About two-thirds of it is gray water, because I don't know that that has really come up in the public discussion. Okay, this morning on our radio station, you have fleshed that position out. Now, I'm going to wish that all those people who spoke last night listened to us, but they don't, or they may not hear it online. How are you going to make sure that the citizens of Bryan who are uncomfortable with this understand the facts as you lay them out?
Well, the citizens that are uncomfortable with this were misinformed by some of the council members. Here's citizens that we had last night. They were directed by the Democratic Party on their Facebook to come out and speak in regards to the item. So, you know, if you look at it from that standpoint, it was just a well-organized political gathering by the Democratic Party to fight an issue on behalf of Councilmember Pena and Councilmember Sons and Councilmember Sutherland. So, you know, did we have other folks outside of that scope that came and had an issue with it? No. Have I heard from a lot of people this week that traditions has been a bad thing for the city? No. Again, no one on the city council has started the project back in 1999, but we all inherited this project. We have to make sure it's successful. We have to ensure its success. We have to make sure that it doesn't become a drain on the taxpayers. If we go out and we start breaching contracts and we start scaring away investors and other projects out there, I mean, we've sold over 80 homes that are $500 to $1 million on average just in the past few years. We've got a new senior citizen development that's breaking ground right now. We've got the Stellar Hotel that's at the Atlas Project that's underway. The crane is out there right now. Take a look at it. The Health Science Center wouldn't be out there if it wasn't for this project. The Biomedical Corridor wouldn't be out there if it wasn't for the Health Science Center traditions. The new Walmart development and the shopping centers and restaurants wouldn't be out there. Some of the new residential development that Ramiro Galindo and Randy French and others are putting in there wouldn't be out there. The two new apartment complexes that are high-end professional living wouldn't be out there. So you've got, we wouldn't receive the multi-million dollar grant from TxDOT for the overpass. So a lot of the new fire station that was well needed on that side of town because of the new development and growth, it made financial sense to locate it in that direction there. So, you know, it's brought a lot of dollars to the tax base, a lot of jobs to this community. If you haven't been out there, go look at Nutribolt's facilities. Mm-hmm. Fuji is out there now with the new PIF. So, you know.
Well, all that being said, why did you vote yes?
Vote yes last night.
Mm-hmm.
I voted yes last night to have Councilmember Sutherland meet with staff to have a better understanding of what the numbers really are.
Okay. So, and I presume that, again, in open council, that information will be out there at some point. Let's shift now to ride sharing.
Yes, sir.
Your police chief stood up there last night and said he wasn't really happy with the way this plan was laying out. I understand you want to kind of be in lockstep with College Station. Makes sense that since the city's a butt, you want to not change the rules when you get by there. But your reaction to, as one member of council, to what Chief Buskey said as far as background checks for Uber or Lyft drivers or something similar?
Well, first, Scott, argue how much regulation should we have in place. I'm for less regulation. So at the maximum, I would say we need to mirror what College Station put into place We did work with the city of College Station, with their staff, with the taxi drivers, with the Uber drivers, to try to have a joint type ordinance in place that can be regulated across the borders between the two cities. That's the same, and not have one set of regulations in one city and one set of regulations in the others. And that way, it's a simpler process. So that would probably be preferred. I think that's what College Station has come in regards to their vote and supported. Or we have less, you know, that would be less regulation for the taxi drivers and the Uber drivers. The city of Bryan runs those background checks at the cost of the taxpayers. I think what city of College Station put into place is that the companies will run those background checks. And talking to the officials at Uber, I mean, they're a multi-million dollar, if not billion dollar company. If they're letting folks slip through the cracks, and they've got convicted felons that are out there on an ongoing basis that are slipping through the cracks, or that they refuse to run background checks on, and they commit a crime while in Uber's employment, then you've got issues, and they've got liability. So I don't think they want to put themselves in that predicament and ruin the reputation of their company by not doing those proper checks. And you could argue that on babysitters, daycare employees. I mean, where do you stop, you know? The waiters and waitresses that serve you food, should they have background checks? Should the police department do those background checks? Should the city do those background checks? You know, should we do a background check on everyone that comes to city council here, citizens, make sure they're not a convicted felon? You know, where do you stop? Mm-hmm. Respect our police chief and our police department, and it may be something that we implement. It's something that we'll look at, but I do think it puts an additional burden on our police department. I'd rather see them out, you know, working the streets and working the crime situations that we might anticipate around the city of Bryan. But whether it's up to our staff to continue to run background checks, I'm not sure. But it wouldn't be fair if we allow it for taxi drivers, not allow it for Uber. So I think it needs to be consistent and fair across the board. And that's something the council will look at, and we may change that part of it. We may say, all right, well, that's fine, and we'll allow the police department to run the background checks for the taxi cab drivers and the Uber drivers. But, you know, if the companies are saying they're gonna run them, and they do, it's part of their process, they just need to certify to us that they've ran them, either give us copies or let us know which company they're using, and give us a list maybe of those drivers' names, and I think we'd be sufficient there.
City Manager Kelly Templin from College Station was in last week, and we were discussing, as the cities continue to grow, and College Station has had this problem more than Bryan has. I think out in Chick Lane it happened. But you'll have county roads that are running near land that are, or next to land that is owned by the city of Bryan. And as development continues, those roads may need to be upgraded. What is the city of Bryan's view going forward in dealing with the county when it has to do with roads near areas that are going to be developed?
Well, in College Station, they're annexing some of those areas, so it becomes their problem. In Bryan, we've been annexing those that wanted to be annexed since I've been mayor. So we do annexations all the time. We have property owners that want to bring their property into the city limits, and so if it's a voluntary annexation, it's something we typically move forward on. We haven't had any involuntary annexation against someone's will since I've been mayor of Bryan. So that's something where we work with our county commissioners and with our county judge, commissioner's court, to, you know, if it's an area that's developing, they're going to have additional tax revenue coming in from the residential and commercial development in those areas, and the dollars will be there to justify the expense and the investment to upgrade those the infrastructure.
Well,
the
I'm thinking of the area that's going to be adjacent to Miramont, because that's an area that is going to have to be developed. You're going to have infrastructure put in place. What's the timeline as far as having all that taken care of as you begin development out there?
In the city limits or in the
county? Yeah, well, again, it's going to eventually end up in the city, would we not think? Is that fair to say?
Absolutely, yeah. We're looking at the extension and the infrastructure that's going into the Oakmont development and in and around Miramont Copperfield, probably the next couple of years max.
Okay. Finally today, one member of council mentioned that you've got an employer coming in that will be another boon to the city. Your comments there?
Well, I can't deny nor can I attest that that it is Wayfair. Mm-hmm. It's not official. It's not a secret that they are considering an operations in the city of Bryan. We are putting an incentive package in place with the Research Valley Partnership and the Bryan Business Council to potentially lure them to our community. It could be 300-plus jobs. It's a very known, reputable company that most of us get emails from on a daily basis.
Yes.
Talking about their great specials. So a good e-commerce business that can definitely put the city of Bryan even further on the map in regards to e-commerce and many opportunities to come. So hopefully it'll work out, and we're hoping to make an announcement in the next few weeks once the lease is signed and all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. But I can't confirm or deny that company is coming here at this point. I don't want to scare them off, but they are considering other locations, but it looks very favorable at this point. Well,
fingers crossed. Anything you got for us today?
Absolutely, sir. Want to mention we've got Sunday, January 17th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We've got the Martin Luther King Jr. birthday party at the Clarabee Mounts Public Library. All ages are welcome to celebrate the birthday party. They'll have games and stories and crafts. We've got the Reading and Eating with Chuck E. Cheese, Tuesday, January 19th, 5:30 to 6:30 at the Clarabee Mounts Public Library. If you want to come visit with Chuck E. Cheese, come to the Clarabee Mounts Library. Adults welcomed. Cake Pop Roses, Wednesday, January 20th, 6 to 8 p.m. We've also are accepting applications for our Bryan Leadership Academy and our Citizens Police Academy. So please go online to bryantx.gov to sign up for our Bryan Leadership Academy and Citizens Police Academy. If you're interested in the police department, all the great things that the men and women do there, that's a wonderful opportunity. I think you even get a ride along and see what our men and women endure on a daily basis. So it's definitely a good opportunity to experience what it's like to work in the police department than our leadership academy. It's all things City of Bryan. So you get to listen to all the department heads, find out what the City of Bryan does on a day-by-day basis. You'll definitely have a better appreciation of what our staff does on an ongoing basis for our citizenry and invite everyone to sign up for that. Also, we are accepting applications for police and fire. So if you'd like to come on, be an employee at the City of Bryan Police and Fire Department, we're currently accepting applications. And then we have Saturday, February 6th. It's coming up right there before Valentine's Day from 1 to 3 p.m. at Buzz Hamilton Memorial Dog Park. Smooch a pooch.
All right.
And maybe, Scott, we can have you as a celebrity pooch smoocher.
Right, you know
and,
it.
And, you know, I get to pick the dog. Okay. And I'll select the dog you get to pick. And and then we'll sign you up for that. But I promise my daughter, Bryn, will be there, and she'll be in line for every pooch to smooch. She loves those animals. But it's a free event, lots of games, crafts, put on by the Bryan Animal Center. So we appreciate that. And then again, if you haven't seen our State of the City video, Making Bryan Better, it's on bryantx.gov. Our city staff have done a great job with that video. It talks about the accomplishments for 2015. It features a lot of our frontline employees and managers and the great job they do for us and what we've accomplished in 2015. So very proud of our employees, very proud of our police and fire department and all the job that they do making Bryan better.
Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet.